soft rock beginning to a Thursday cover to cover. The Little River Band.
Yeah.
Reminisce. As we do on this podcast quite a bit, actually. Reminisce. We might be doing a lot of it this episode because we got nothing. Mm-hmm. All right. We're back, everyone. Thursday. Used to be this it. This was it, Alex. We used to just do Thursday. Mm-hmm. Remember those days?
Yeah.
What do we do with our time outside of the podcast? Like,
I don't know.
I feel like we're doing so many episodes now with Patreon and Tuesday and Thursday. It might as well just be every day. But we're somehow making it work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just did Juicy Scoop. You'll hear that Thursday as well if you listen to Juicy Scoop. I'll be on that too. Did two of them. Be on Tuesday as well. Heather's going out of town. She said, can you stay for hours? I just talk for hours. Well, Heather, I don't talk much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get a word in every now and again. But plenty of me to come. And if you're in Philadelphia, you can see me live. So there'll be just so much of me. Are you familiar with a place called Color Me Mine?
I am.
Color Me Mine. I've never been until about an hour ago.
Oh,
went to
okay.
Color Me Mine. My daughter's been asking. She's gone there a few times with our nanny, Baba. And so she asked if she can go to Color Me Mine. And I told her yesterday we could. Turns out I blamed it on the rain. I said it closed because of the rain. You could say these things to 4-year-olds, you know.
Yeah.
And they believe it. But anyway, I went after school today. Picked her up from school. Went to Color Me Mine here in Encino on Ventura Boulevard. Okay. Now, first of all, here's the thing. I know I've talked about this before, but you guys who have kids, maybe you know, they fuck all your shit up. They fuck everything up. You mm-hmm. know, like any art project. Because what you'll want you to do is you'll sit down with your children and do projects, art projects, whatever. Let's make a card for mommy or somebody. Glue some shit on it. You know, just put some tape and just everything, anything sticky, stick it on there. Put some magic marker on there, paint, googly eyes, all sorts of crazy shit. So put all this stuff on a card. And then what you do is you'll start doing your thing too in hopes that they'll just sit there and do their thing. You'll do your thing. But then they'll always reach over and, can I help you with yours? And, oh, great. Anyway, went to Color Me Mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we'll both do one. So we weren't going to Color Me Mine. I got to tell you. It's a very pleasant place.
Yeah.
You walk in, the people are pleasant, very low, very nice music playing. And on the walls, you guys probably know, I think it's all over the country. There's these ceramic, you know, unpainted ceramic of
everything. Yeah.
Anything, you name it. Coffee cups, vases, vases, everything. And just unicorns and things, just everything, you can name. Anyway, she says it's $10 a person. Just to begin, just to paint. And then whatever the price is of the ceramic that you pick, it's that. I don't even know where to begin pricing out Color Me Mine. I've never been. I've never even looked at it. And it doesn't concern me. Me and my daughter have a nice afternoon at Color Me Mine. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is just an hour ago, like I said. We sit down. Oh, I get a little vase. My daughter gets a big unicorn. Big one.
Okay.
Okay? I don't look at prices. Whatever. We sit down and we begin to... And they bring the paints over. You pick your colors. They put your colors in a little, what do they call that thing? Easel, whatever it's called. And then we begin to paint. And I'm loving it. I mean, I'm into it. It's very calming and relaxing. And my daughter's doing kind of her own thing, not asking to help with me mine. And we're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We about an hour. You know, you start losing them after about an hour. And you got to give them to the person. Then put them in a kiln and you go back and pick them up like a week later or something. Okay. All well and good. I go to checkout. I don't even know what it's going to be. I assume what could a non-painted ceramic, it's not even that big, a ceramic unicorn go for. It's not 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably 6 inches.
Yeah.
High and wide, mm-hmm. you know? And then my pot. I just did it because I wanted to have something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the prices over at Color Me Mine? Are you familiar with it? Have you done it?
I've been.
First of all, have you done it?
I've been once, but it was pre-COVID. I mean, it's been a while.
Okay.
If I had to guess the unicorn, oh, I don't know, 120, 110.
Well, everything was $147.
Yeah.
$147 mm-hmm. for me and my daughter. She fucked hers up good.
Yeah.
I mean, it is every color you can imagine, just all over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth $147. It's not worth it. It's not worth a nickel. And you know what's going to happen. We're going to get this thing in the house, and it's too ugly to put anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put it on a shelf or something for her for a little while. Then I'm going to throw it out because it's an eyesore in my home.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 100. That was 60. Mine was 40.
Yeah.
$10 each. You know, of course, everything now, mm-hmm. the tip thing comes up, and they were very nice. So they went above and beyond the two people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did this afternoon. My wife is currently like in very high profile, whatever the term is, meetings for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a busy week over there on Netflix. So she is like swamped and I am just on duty. So I've done two juicy scoops. Color Me Mine, went over to the other house to try and get this back up and running.
Mm-hmm.
This house that I got to get up and ready for rent again. That's all morning. Take my daughter to school. Okay, I'm not complaining, but I'm fucking complaining.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Alex is nice enough to move this to later. So we're doing this, 6:30,
mm-hmm.
7. And I just call my wife and I'm like, I got to do the podcast. Beckett's, are you coming home? She's like, yeah, I'm almost done. I hear like a party going on in the back. I said, where are you? She goes, I'm still at the office. But it's not work. Mm-mm. I'm hearing music playing. I'm like, that's the office? Yeah, it's somebody's birthday. I'm like, oh, great. Anyway, so I just leave my daughter in the living room and she's watching Bluey. And here I am
mm-hmm.
coming in here to do this. So
you're on high alert to every noise you just.
I got to run in, you know, because you never know what's going to happen with these kids.
You want to take a break?
She's fine. What do you think about summer movies? It's summer's come, like we're right. I mean, isn't this summertime almost?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we all just praying now for summertime?
Yeah.
At this point, it's just like, bring it on. Enough is enough. Here in Los Angeles, we've had like nonstop rain. Today was pretty nice, but I mean, otherwise it's just wet. It's just always wet and muddy and everything's wet because it's been raining for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys probably have, you know, do you deal with this as well? And here we are, we're going into March. And it's enough already. So to give you guys a little bit of a peek into summer, how about the 9 most anticipated summer movies of 2024?
Okay.
I mean, are people people still anticipate summer movies? It used to be. Oh my God. Do you remember? Oh, I can't wait to see that movie. I can't wait. This one's coming out this summer. Indiana Jones, Batman, blah, 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 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's that way anymore, but here goes. These are the 9 most anticipated. Ballerina is coming to theaters on June 7th. The John Wick spinoff.
Oh.
Which takes place between John Wick Chapter 3 and John Wick Chapter 4. Stars Ana de Armas. You mm-hmm. know her?
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty good looking. Didn't she date Ben Affleck for a minute? I think she did for a minute. As a ballerina, a female assassin trained by the Rosa Roma, Ana de Armas absolutely slays everything she's in, and I can't wait to see her kick butt in this. Also stars Gabriel Byrne, Angelica Houston. Ooh, they got some oldies mm-hmm. in there. And then, of course, Keanu Reeves.
You were right. She did indeed date Ben Affleck.
Yeah, there was a minute there when she dated Ben Affleck. How about this one? Hitman. You know who this stars?
Oh.
Glenn Powell. You know who that is? That's a guy's name we can never remember.
Okay.
Who's going out with Sherry Sweeney.
Okay.
Or Susan Sweeney.
Okay.
That's Glenn Powell.
The Elvis guy.
No. This is basically... Anything,
Top Gun guy.
Anything the Elvis guy turns down, this guy gets.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the same type of person.
Yeah.
This guy might be a little older than the Elvis guy. But Glenn Powell, they're going to make this guy a star if it kills him.
Mm-hmm.
Just Hollywood has got the push behind this guy. They are pushing hard on Glenn Powell. He's got a movie coming out called Hitman. It comes out 2024. Let's see what's the date on that one. June 7th, 2024. Texas undercover cop posing as a hitman. When he meets a woman stuck in an abusive marriage and he decides to break protocol, help her. Oh, I like it already.
Yeah.
Of revenge. I think it's like a revenge.
Oh.
You better stay away from that girl.
Yeah.
What? You heard me. Stay away from her. I saw your wife. She didn't look good.
You've been working on your action voice.
What? Alex, shut up. I saw your wife, and she looked like she had a couple of black eyes, and I won't stand for it. You can do two things right now. You can walk away, or you can fight. I'm just doing The Gambler by, what was the one by Coward of the County?
Oh, Coward of the County.
Yeah, that was a Kenny Rogers song. Yeah. That's basically what. I'm just repeating lines from Coward of the County. Anyway, so Hitman. Go see that. Go see Hitman, everybody. Okay, want another one? Inside Out 2. It's one of those Pixar movies. I enjoyed the first Inside Out.
Is that the one about emotions?
Yeah, about emotions. Yeah. It was good. I mean, it's more adult than kid, but...
trying to teach four-year-olds about depression.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was.
Yeah.
The Bike Riders. What is this about? This also comes out in June 21st. Your favorite actor, Austin Butler. That's the Elvis
guy. There's the guy.
Mike Feist, Jodie Comer are back in this edgy summer movie, which follows a Chicago motorcycle club for over a decade. While the story is fictional, it is inspired by the 1967 photo book, Danny Lyon. I don't know about that one. Okay, A Quiet Place.
Okay.
Another Quiet Place, Day One. This is a Quiet Place one before I think the first Quiet Place was great.
Okay.
Great movie. John Krasinski and his wife, Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt? Mm-hmm. I think so. While we got a glimpse of A Quiet Place Day One in CinemaCon, we finally get to see the whole story. It hits theaters at the end of June. The movie will open on the first day the alien death angels came to Earth. All right. Who's this star? Heimsman Husnu? You know that guy?
Yeah.
He's a good actor, that guy.
Yeah.
I know. Nobody knows how to pronounce his name. You can't just put a D and a J next to each other and expect us all to be on board.
Yeah.
We don't know how that works.
Yeah.
DJ. I know where the country he's from. They know how it works. But for us, we don't know how it works. We don't know how two consonants together works.
Well, okay? I'm going to say a Yaiman.
Well, it's something like that.
Yeah.
Lupita Nyong'o, we like her.
Mm-hmm.
And, nobody else. You know. Despicable Me 4, that's just more Despicable Me. This guy, Glenn Powell, he's in a new Twister. Twisters.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that on this podcast. That's a new one. They had a trailer for it during the Super Bowl. That also stars Glenn Powell. This guy's killing it.
Yeah.
And he's got Sydney Sweeney. What a life.
Man.
Gee. And he had a wife, I think, when this all began. But that always happens.
You know,
he's been knocking around Hollywood, probably auditioning for everything. Nothing. The wife hangs on. You know, she's like, Jesus Christ.
She's like, you're going to be something.
Yeah, this guy doesn't make a nickel. And she's probably paying all the bills.
Yep.
This asshole finally gets some juice. Everyone loves him. He's in 10 movies, making millions. And now the wife's out. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not as cute as Sydney Sweeney because I've been busting my fucking ass paying your bills the last 10 years, you prick. Enjoy Sydney Sweeney. Fuckface.
Pulled the Johnny Cash on her.
Everybody. They all have one. They call it Starter Wife, don't they? Isn't there a name for it?
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, it used to be. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's called Starter Wife. I don't think I've made that up. Anyway, this one, I mean, who doesn't like these Deadpools? They're always kind of fun.
Oh, they got a new Deadpool.
Deadpool 3 with Wolverine. Hugh Jackman back as Wolverine.
And the annoying guy you don't like?
I didn't say 100% annoying.
Okay.
I said keep an eye on him.
Okay.
And I'm still sticking to it. But you know how that is, Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's Deadpool. I mean, he's the whole franchise.
Yeah.
And, I mean, who doesn't like those? They're kind of fun, the Deadpools. I guess T.J. Miller didn't make it in this one.
Oh, no.
Is it over for T.J. Miller in movies? I love T.J., and he was good in them.
I mean.
But I don't see his name in the credits.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, well, Hugh Jackman and everybody else. How about one more? The fans of Last of Us will want to strap on for this video game adaptation of a movie called Borderlands. Comes out August 9th.
Okay.
And those are the 9 most anticipated movies of 2024. What do you think of that?
Ooh, I got something here for you.
Oh, what do you think?
It's an article, skpop.com. Who knows if they're on the pulse, but why is TJ Miller not in Deadpool 3? Beef with Ryan Reynolds explored. Is that a thing?
Everyone thought it was a joke. It seemed like, you know, because they do their jokes.
Yeah.
And people thought it was a joke, but maybe it wasn't a joke. They did have a beef or something.
Mm-hmm.
It had something about it. They were on the Today Show. But also, you know, TJ Miller's trouble.
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds, like, you know, we don't need. Was he stealing the movie? No. Do we need TJ and his trouble in it? Probably not. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, he's out. And there you have it. James Taylor just announced the 2024 tour. Every single person is just touring. I mean, that's the only way to make money anymore in music. And James Taylor, who's got to be, I mean, it's got to be getting up there. He's got to be close to 80, but he's like, fuck it. Here goes.
Here it goes.
Back at it. Who knows? All right. Well, that's fine. Rod Stewart, the latest person to sell his catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Rod Stewart sold a catalog. I think I read 200 million.
Ooh, James Taylor, 75, by the way.
75. Yeah. I think I read 200 million for the catalog of Rod Stewart. I mean, that's a good catalog,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see. I'll get you that.
Okay.
100 million.
That's it?
100 million.
100 million.
According to People magazine, 6 days ago.
They got lowballed.
I feel like he was going to. I mean, didn't Bob Dylan got like 350?
Yeah, that was like 200, 300.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like he's got a ton of hits. But I don't know. You know, like, Rod Stewart didn't write all of them, so maybe it's different. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who knows? Well, listen, people, we're trying over here. Everybody's talking about the this Starbucks olive oil latte.
The Oleato?
Oh, no. This is the pork-flavored latte.
What?
That's in Starbucks introducing a pork-flavored latte in China.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. It's a Chinese. You know, they like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pork-flavored latte. So, anyway, I'm just scrolling through the news right now, people, and I'm just reading the stories as I see them. Billie Eilish was not happy. They overheard her at the People's Choice Awards last week. Billie Eilish overheard saying, there's too many TikTok stars here. Who are these TikTok people? But I think wasn't she like at one point, didn't she get discovered like online? I think she was like singing in a closet and she was on YouTube. And from that, I mean, not that I understand what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
There are too many TikTok people, but
pots and kettles.
Yeah, I get it. Anyway, also Shane Gillis. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Shane Gillis is coming.
Instagram. She was discovered on
that's
Instagram.
That's what it was. Yeah. I know. So anyway, Shane Gillis is doing Saturday Night Live this Saturday. He's in the studio. They show him at the table reads and stuff. And here goes. I know this means nothing to you guys, but it's always fun for us to see comedians reach great heights. Although, you know what? It used to be fun. Now I feel like there's so many reaching these heights that it's just like, is it even exciting anymore? This guy's playing arenas. Everybody's playing fucking arenas.
Yeah.
I mean, the Forum down here in Los Angeles, it's probably 22,000 seats.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be the Lakers used to play there. It's a classic venue. Used to be like Led Zeppelin and stuff. But now, I mean, I'm not kidding. It's 25 comedians have played it.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. God bless them. I'm just trying to sell some tickets to the Punchline in Philadelphia.
29th, 30th, 31st. Or no, 29th, 1st, 2nd. We moved the board so far away, and the writing is so small.
Right. This is interesting. This is, you know, when we're desperate like we are today, and as you can tell, I've been through it today. Usually when I do Juicy Scoop for 4 hours and then I come over here, I'm a little worn out, as you can tell by my voice, and it's a lot of talking. And then, of course, $147 worth of Color Me Mine later. I'm here. I go over to Delish, you know, and they do food news over there at Delish. There's always fun things. And this is an interesting article over at Delish. It says, our birthday dinner's tearing us apart. Celebrating in a restaurant can be stressful. Here's how to deal with it. Birthday dinners. I recently went to one.
Okay.
Got invited to a birthday dinner. Friends, come on. Everybody's having a dinner for, you know, who was? John Ryan. It was John Ryan's birthday dinner.
Nice.
Over at the Casa Vega, a place here in the Valley that we love. Everybody loves it. But it was, the table was too small for everybody. It was 15 people, table for 8. Everyone's packed in. Couldn't even like move your arm. Anyway, I kind of agree. And once you get beyond a certain amount of people, it's a bit of a nightmare, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But anyway, here, according to the people over at Delish, are some ways you can make it less stressful, the birthday dinner. Maybe you guys have a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
And you want to have a birthday dinner with some friends, okay? There's no etiquette book we all follow on the modern birthday dinner, but here are a few guidelines to help you out. It's the birthday person's responsibility going into the event that everyone knows their financial obligations.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm having a party at blah, blah restaurant. You guys can come, but so you know, you have to pay for your, but that makes you seem like such a cheap fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That if you, I get on, not everybody has thousands of dollars, so, but then this is going to sound like an asshole thing for me to say, But then you can't have the party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then you got to go with four people, some restaurant. But if you're going to do 15 and you can't swing picking up the bill,
yeah,
you can't tell them, come to the dinner, but it's you got to pick up. I'll pick up the first drink. It's something like, now you're like, what? I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm.
What about, what if you did something like, I'm covering food, but you got to hit the bar for drinks? Because I think drinks is where, for especially a John Ryan sized party, you got 15 people there. Mm-hmm. Drinks are where it's going to get out of hand, right?
Right. But I think, once again, I think if you're, you got to pick up the check.
Okay.
Am I wrong in saying this?
I think it, you're saying the organizer needs to pick up the check. Yeah. So, yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. It says don't do too pricey. Don't go to too. It is your birthday. It is about you, but pricey dinners can put some friends in an awkward situation and you might end up offending somebody.
Yeah.
So don't do too pricey. Mm-hmm. All right. I agree with that one. Don't do too pricey. Okay. It says, unless it's a surprise party, the birthday person should be contributing something if it's their plan. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can't just say, I want to have a party and put it on everyone else. Find the restaurant, find this, find that. That's some bullshit. I mean, I guess those are all pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to pick up the check.
Yeah.
And while we're at it, KFC, over there at KFC, while we're over at Food News, KFC is releasing, is finally bringing their fried chicken pizza to the United States.
Whoa.
A fan favorite, the Chizza.
We got to find a better name.
Somebody's got to get a better name than
that.
Yeah. I think I've seen that on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Oh, you just chiz it all over.
Yeah.
What happened?
I think it's Cheetza. Because it's supposed to rhyme with pizza, isn't it?
I think, you know what, Alex, I think you're right. But it looks
but it's still not a good
it
name.
It looks like Chizza.
Yeah.
C-H-I-Z, but you're right. Mm-hmm. Cheetza.
But the average person...
Cheetza doesn't sound good either.
The average person in the drive-thru is going to be like, yeah, let me get one of those Chizzas.
Yeah, let me get a Chizza.
Hold the gravy. It's going to be weird.
Why choose between fried chicken and pizza? You can have both. That's the exact concept behind KFC's... What, how do you say it, Brandon?
Cheetza.
Cheetza, a genius hybrid that pairs fried chicken base with pizza toppings. Although the Cheetza has previously made the rounds around the world... See, it's always around. It's always in some other countries. Mm-hmm. And we say we're the idiot. You know, like people like America's the worst. With
we're all fat food. And gross.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, these things always start in some other shithole country.
Yeah, it takes Japan to get a pork latte.
We're coming. I got the details on the pork latte coming up next. Although the Cheetza has previously made rounds in South Korea, Taiwan, India, Thailand, Germany, Spain, and Mexico.
Always South Korea.
It will finally arrive in the U.S. on February 26th.
Ooh.
Coming up.
Okay.
Wait, or is it already passed? It's like tomorrow.
No, it's coming up.
Of the countries mentioned, some have their own variations of the Cheetza. But for those in the U.S., the new menu item will feature two fried chicken fillets topped with marinara sauce, melted mozzarella cheese, and pepperoni. I mean, it looks kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever... Like, the last time I've been to Kentucky Fried Chicken, I used to go out with a girl in high school, Chris, who worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go to pick her up after her shift. Yeah, this is when I was like 11th grade.
Yeah.
I'd go pick her up on my Caprice Classic station wagon. Ooh. They handed out for mom and dad. Thanks, mom and dad.
Nice.
Pretty nice station wagon. And I'd go pick her up, and she would bring the, you know, there's some chicken left over, I guess, at the end of the night.
She'd bring a bucket?
Yeah, she'd put it in a bag, and, you know. And then I was like, what about the, and they used to have a thing called parfait. Mm. They used to have one of the desserts was the parfait. Do you remember this?
No.
And she's like, what am I? I can't get the parfait. That they do a lot inventory on the parfait.
Yeah.
They keep a close watch on that.
As they should.
So it's just fried. I get your fried chicken. It's a coleslaw. Is that one of the things? The coleslaw, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
People love it over there.
Oh,
KFC.
I do recall this. The parfait.
Parfait, yeah. People, I think they still have it. It was a big hit as far as desserts go. I think. I don't know. Oh, I see. Here's the Cheetza. It comes in a box. The Cheetza. KFC made a chicken pizza. This guy gives it a 10 out of 10. Some moron on TikTok gave it a 10 out of 10. Starbucks newest latte. A pork-flavored coffee drinking. Getting your hands on one might be a little tricky. On the pork flavored latte.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's obviously over at Delish. They're having their issues as well, coming up with stories because they're just like, yeah, there's a pork flavored latte, but it's in China, and that's the end of it.
That's it.
Okay. All right, as I'm scrolling through the news, listen, I could sit and talk about pork lattes all day long here, but we're finding nothing on it. We're trying to find some, do some research on the pork latte and getting nothing. Anyway, I'm just scrolling through the New York Post, and Machine Gun Kelly, you know, they're saying he debuts a shocking new tattoo.
Yeah.
And, you know, fans are accusing him of wanting to turn black because he just tattooed himself completely black, like from the nipples up and the shoulders.
Is the face too?
No,
he didn't do the face.
I don't think so. But anyway, that led me to believe or think or whatever the term is that the shine seems to be coming off this one.
Mm-hmm.
This Machine Gun Kelly. I think you need something else. I don't know if he's got, because there was, we're gonna make this guy an actor, and he had some roles and some stuff, but it didn't. It didn't explode. He didn't become. He's not Glenn Powell.
No.
So I don't know if that is still going to happen. Like he's got something in the pipeline, but I haven't heard anything about it.
No.
The music career, he went, you know, from rap into like rock.
Pop punk.
Yeah, pop punk.
Emo.
I don't think anybody seemed to care, really. That didn't blow up either. Then, of course, he's just famous for being like with Megan Fox at red carpets and stuff. They're always wearing funny outfits and, you know, connected at the tongue and dumb shit like that and making out.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to be taking, am I wrong in saying it's not taking fire?
No.
Because eventually you need something, you know, like you can't just go, hey, dating Megan, because Megan Fox, she doesn't do anything either. I mean, outside of being attractive.
Yeah.
She doesn't make any movies or anything
anymore.
Not in
like 5 years.
Yeah.
Or so
I haven't seen, both of them are just like, well, what the hell are they doing? And I think eventually people are like, all right, your outfits are fun on the red carpet, but what do you do?
Yeah.
And outside of like, I know the Kardashians, it's always the joke that they don't do anything, but I mean, in a way they kind of do, but they're the best at it. Like if you think you could be the Kardashians, just do nothing and get press for it. Yeah. It's going to be, it's tough. It's a tough road.
I mean, you want to talk about making something out of nothing.
Oh,
they're the best at it.
Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah.
It's their whole thing, but they, you know, somehow their nothing is something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we all know, I know I keep saying this on the podcast, but they're the biggest stars in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kim Kardashian is the biggest star in the world, probably. Yeah. And for not being in movies or whatever makes stars up.
Yeah.
You know, but these days that shit's all different anyway. But anyway, I'm just going to say Machine Gun Kelly, let's keep an eye on it. I think you're going to need something and the tattoo is not it. You better do something else to get yourself back out there because it's fading fast.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say. There's just a lot of like stories as we're going through the news. It's a lot of like abducted children, which is, you know, we're not gonna go down that road.
No.
And things like that. So I mean, I just don't know where to go other than into, you know, one of our, I mean, we can go over to Vermont Country Store.
Yeah.
See what they're doing for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what anyone's doing for the summer.
Yeah.
Alex is going to Italy for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it time to talk about the summer? We haven't even hit St. Patrick's Day.
No, we haven't.
Wait, when is St. Patrick's Day? March, usually March 17th, isn't it?
16th, 17th, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. But that St. Patrick's Day is like for kids, right?
Nobody is the 17th.
Not for kids. It's like for frat kids. Like nobody really does anything on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a kind of a oddly fake holiday.
It's for people that drink Borgs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What happened to the Borg? Is that still going? Because that was like last college year. What are they doing this year?
Oh, you don't want
to
know.
I would love to know. I don't know what anyone's doing anymore. I mean, I'm at the Color Me Mine. $147 later. I did read that thing about the East Coast is sinking. Did you see that? Like all these cities are sinking. I mean, they're sinking like a very slow rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and honestly, as much as I love some of the East Coast cities, I read some of them and saying, I'm like, that'd be fine if we just lost that completely.
Yeah. I mean, they've been saying that about Florida for like
40
years now.
I know, everything's sinking. California too. Everything's sinking. Oh, we're back with Factor, everybody. We love Factor over here, cover to cover. You guys know that. I just got delivered my Factor meals, my Calorie Smart. I went with the Calorie Smart package this time, Alex, because, you know, want to look beautiful for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be before you know it. You guys know Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, like I mentioned, vegan and veggie, and more. There's even more to enjoy with 55 nutrition-packed add-ons to help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. 2-minute meals. 2 minutes, Alex. Boom. Put it in the microwave. You're ready to roll in 2 minutes. No prep. All that stuff is gone. If you are as busy as I am, and Alex, and many of you are, I'm sure, probably even more busy, this gets it done. I love it. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast upscale options. Done easily, flexible, get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 or 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. What more can we say about Factor? You know, we love it. This Dakota Johnson, better watch yourself, Alex. Next thing you know, she's going to be doing a podcast doing Factor ads. You know, I mean, that's what we're doing over here. But we love it. We love our Factor. And Alex loves to do the call to action. He asks me all the time. He goes, Chris, I don't ask for much on this podcast, you know, but I do love a call to action, because you feel people listen to Alex. And when he calls you to action, you guys stand up and you take action.
Yeah.
Alex, go ahead.
Head to factormeals.com/cover2cover50 and use code cover2cover50 to get 50% off. That's code cover2cover50 at factormeals.com/cover2cover50 to get 50% off.
Thanks, Factor. I have to be honest with you guys. We are sitting here, what is this, a Wednesday night?
Wednesday night.
After a lot today. Mm-hmm. And we're in the garage on Wednesday night coming up with Thursday's show. And I think for the first time in whatever it is, how many episodes we were in now?
600 plus.
600 plus episodes. We are at complete. We are looking at all of our sources. You name it, from the Vermont Country Stores to the Kenneth Copelands, yeah, to the food news.
Yeah. Cruise news.
Cruise news. Everything. We're going through everything. And we're just, I don't know if our brains are just fried from, just life.
Coloring me mine.
Coloring me mine and everything else. But we just can't seem to cope with anything. And as we're looking, I'm beginning to realize that everybody's going through the same issues currently. I'm looking at some headlines from CNN. I'm over on CNN.com. And these are the headlines from CNN. Kale had its moment, but now its leafy cousin has more protein and fewer calories. It's ready to take over.
Who's its cousin?
That's exactly what I was. Now I'm like, wait a minute. Now I want to know who its leafy cousin is. Kale did have a moment, you know? Mm-hmm. Kale was nice there for a minute. Are we done with kale? I mean,
it was a little tough to digest, kale.
Who is his leafy cousin? Anyway, it's collard greens. Collard greens.
Oh, that's a classic staple.
Kale's leafy cousin, and uh-huh, it has more protein and fewer calories. So that's what CNN's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, in turn, because we have nothing, we're telling you that kale's over, people. Get yourself some collard greens. I mean, we're going to talk about it because we're at a lack of anything.
Yeah.
I mean, we are searching.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but Donald Trump, hey, listen, say we're in a different world now. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump has come out with a line of sneakers.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong. I mean, I guess that's just the way it's going to be. This, mm-hmm, nothing new to Donald Trump. He's got a line of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, recently came out with sneakers, like yesterday or something. Was that like a sneaker convention and came out with the new sneaker? $399, I think it is.
Yeah.
They already sold out.
Yeah. I saw a pair went for like $9,000 on, yeah, eBay.
And I have to say, I actually kind of like the sneaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a gold
with an American flag.
Yeah, the American flag. I mean, it's a good looking sneaker.
It's pretty sweet.
I mean, now it's, I know this is an oft used joke and all that, but it's made in China, which is just so, like, the whole thing is just,
mm-hmm,
the world is upside down. I mean, and this is nothing against Donald Trump. God bless the guy. Go out and make all the sneaker money you want. But, I mean, everybody is just like, it's got, you know, American, bring back America first.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's sneakers made in China. That's it. All I want to say.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, I mean, I guess it's cheaper to make these in China. That's just the way business goes.
I'll go a step further. You know me. I love Made in America.
Yeah.
I just bought a new pair of Red Wings.
Yeah, Red Wings made.
Big old duds.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I had to take them to a shoesmith, whatever, a cobbler.
I have them too. I'm a Red Wing. I haven't had an issue yet with them.
Well, I just got a brand new pair and I had to.
Well, Red Wing gives you a new pair, right? If you have a problem.
No, they don't.
Oh, they didn't.
They just told me 2 months. They'll get them back to me in 2 months and they'll fix them for free. So.
So you went and got a new pair?
No, I went and I had a cobbler repair them. I took them to a shoe store and
What did that cost you?
75 extra bones.
Oh, that's not
so
the
maybe
world.
These made in China boots are
wow. I mean, Alex,
did you ever think you'd
you
hear
this.
The day?
Alex loves America too. And, yeah. So there you have it. I don't know, but anyway, I thought the Trump sneakers was
kind of nice.
Interesting,
I like
you know. And honestly, at this point, I just booked. Let me ask you, this is a philosophical question that goes out to all of you guys. Mm-hmm. Alex as well.
Okay.
We booked our flight. We're going to see my parents in Myrtle Beach, okay, at the end of April. And we just booked our flights. And we're going Delta to like, and then we're going to drive from Charlotte or whatever.
Are you Palmetto Bluff first?
No, Palmetto Bluff, we got sold out. We couldn't get a room. Ooh. It was completely sold out the days we wanted to go. I know. We're not happy about it. But anyway, it's going to work out for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to go with mom for like 5 days. And then, yeah, so we'll be fine. Anyway, we booked our flights, okay? And I have like a platinum status on Delta. So anytime I book any flight, I usually get upgraded kind of immediately now, it seems. Every time I get upgraded to Comfort Plus from booking, you know, coach or whatever it is with my wife and my daughter, we just book coach, you know, and we're fine with that. We pick our seats and we sit together and we enjoy it. But I immediately got upgraded to Comfort Plus on all the flights because there's stops in Atlanta and on and do I take the Comfort Plus? Because it is interesting. They don't ask you. Like, they just give it to you. And I guess you could call them back and go, oh, I was traveling with my family, so I don't want to be upgraded.
Oh, so it's just you upgraded.
Just me. So do I go up to Comfort Plus and leave my wife and my daughter back in coach? Which, hey, listen, I've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is my daughter will come up with me for a little while, go back with my wife for a little while. And, but anyway, I've been upgraded and I told my wife, I'm like, I'm upgraded to Comfort Plus. And she's like, oh, I don't care. I mean, my wife's a little person. Mm-hmm. So those seats for her are not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's fucking 5'2". Those seats are fine. Like, but for me, I need Comfort Plus. My daughter and my wife can sit in a regular seat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a complete asshole move, is it?
No.
Thank you. anyway, I don't know. I mean, but, and then, you know, we're heading back to mom, you know, staying with mom and dad at the house. And, I just don't know, you know, they're getting so old. They're old but they're still with it, like mentally. But my wife wants to create memories, as we say, create memories with, my daughter and my parents, you know? Which I don't think it's going to happen. Like she's not going to, when she's 25, go, I remember the time with grandma and grandpa where we did. You're not going
to
remember.
We went to Bonefish. Yeah. Or...
We never went to Bonefish together.
Oh, well.
No, we went to one place. We usually stay at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we went out one time and there was a whole ordeal about a smash burger. My mother was trying to explain to my father what a smash burger was. And he was like, I'll have the smash burger. And then the hamburger came and it's not a smash burger. What the fuck's a smash? You know, it's like a new term people use for hamburger.
I think it's just a really thin.
Yeah, they just smash it on the grill, right?
Yeah.
Of the smash burger. That's not a smash burger.
Yeah.
This is not a smash burger. And I was like, oh my God, we got to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
This is too much for everybody.
Yeah.
Smash burger, not a smash burger.
How old is Beckett now?
Beckett's almost 5. She'll be 5 in July.
4, I think, is my earliest memories are around
it
4.
Is? I mean, I guess mine are too, but I don't know what age I was. Like, I remember things, but I don't know what age I was.
I guess one of the only memories I really have from 4 was surrounding my grandmother who passed away when I was 4. So I guess I guess you might be able to make some memories
like
out of
that. Like the death? Yeah. You mean the death of your grandmother?
I remember something surrounding that, but I remember the Christmas with her.
Oh, like before she died?
Yeah. Okay. We did it at her house, and that's one of my earliest memories. It might be my earliest. Four? Yeah.
Okay. What did she die of? Just life? How old was she?
They used to. She was 52, I think.
52?
Black lung. That's what they used to call it, black lung.
That's like a coal. You get that in a coal mine.
Or chain smoking cigarettes.
Well, they don't. That's like lung cancer.
Yeah, but yeah.
They don't call it black lung. I mean, where did you come from? Black lung.
Pure trash.
Nobody does a black lung in the 70s. That was like coal miners in the 1800s died of black.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what they called it.
Okay, that's what they told you at four.
Yeah, yeah, it's a grandma got black lung.
Yeah, wow, all right.
My family does not live as long as your family.
Well, my family doesn't either. My father, that's why at this point, he's gone above and beyond all of them,
mm-hmm.
and a considerable amount, actually.
Yeah.
So now we're like, I mean, how much longer can this guy go? Because the family just doesn't go that long.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, you know, we live in a new world. People live longer. Everybody does. There's like an old graveyard out by where we go out to Montauk.
Mm-hmm.
As you drive through out there, it's old out the east end of Long Island, you know? And it's these graveyards that you can see in Amagansett and Southampton and East Hampton. They're in the old graves. And you can walk through them and look at the dates and see when everybody died. He does it in Boston, too. It's just like these graveyards pop up on the side of the road because they're historic. So, I mean, there's like a Jersey Mike's next to like John Adams' grave. I'm like, Jesus, can we do a little better than this? Paul Revere's grave is like right next to like an Irish pub. It's like, I think we could, but it's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you look at these gravestones and it's everybody's fucking 42.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just when people died, 42.
Yeah.
You know, nobody lived to 89 back then. So, but now people do. So here we are. So maybe my father goes for
the distance. Yeah.
Whatever the distance is.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually at this point, he's just like, I mean, I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the fun in this shit?
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. But anyway, we're going. And, you know, my daughter will tell him about things that they won't know what she's talking about, but she doesn't. But it's nice to see her. They like to see her. And we're not going to color eggs. Last year we were there during Easter, but Easter moves around, you know? So this year we won't have Easter. So, but maybe we'll just color eggs anyway. I don't listen. Who knows? They had some sort of Easter egg hunt, but it rained. So they moved it inside at that little, you know, community they live in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I didn't think they knew how many kids were going to show up.
Yeah.
And a fucking ton of kids showed up and they had to move it inside. But they made no effort to hide the eggs. Like, you can't just put it under the table.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put it behind a lamp or something.
Yeah.
But these old bitches didn't know anything. They just put an egg under the table. My daughter was like, I said, go find the eggs. Like, well, they're right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know they are, but look pretend. Around. Could you people have done something? Put it in a shoe or something.
Yeah. Put it on a mantle.
Yeah. Anything. But they didn't do it. They made no effort whatsoever. They didn't even get a person in a bunny out costume.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to have that.
Yeah.
Get some. My father would have done it. Get the old fucker bunny costume. He's not moving.
No.
He'll sit in a chair.
You might not be able to sit on his lap for pictures, though.
He'll be fine. No, yeah, I think he could. I think, you know, as long as he's still, he's not, you know, whatever his hip's made out of, I don't think that's going to affect it.
Yeah.
I think his thighs are fine. Like, his whatever, the femur. Is that the femur?
Femur.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty strong new hip, too, so.
It went down, you know, we talked about it. Mm-hmm. He went down again, so. I mean, but the hip seems to have, he bounced right back up.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the hip, I think the hip's made out of the same thing as Kanye's teeth. Isn't it titanium?
Titanium, yeah.
Oh boy. We're trying, everybody. We are trying. Wait, Alex, give me the 40, 45?
45.
Oh, that's enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we promise you guys we're going to come back with better stuff. But I mean, I could literally go down. We're just going to show you what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Okay. Here goes. I'm going to give you just the stories the top of the news.
Yeah, and keep in mind, we are a humor podcast.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So we try to be, at least.
Yeah.
Yes. Here, first one. Creep admits to abusing 9-year-old girl after kidnapping her from a New York campground.
Yep.
Syracuse mom blends in with students, bursts into daughter's classroom, and breaks teacher's nose in front of 25 kids.
That's a fun
I'm
one.
I'm reading them in order.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan reveals daughter Isabella's had a rough setback amid brain cancer battle.
Mm-hmm.
Still going. Biden gives away commander after dog drew blood with attacks on Secret Service.
Yeah.
White House.
Attacked 24 Secret Service agents in the last
Joe
year.
This fucking Joe Biden can't win. I mean, anyway, just the fucking dog is biting people.
Yeah.
Gym attendance falls flat as Ozempic is blamed for causing people to vomit during workouts.
Yeah.
Should I keep going? Girl who died in Florida sand hole while digging with her brother at a beach identified as a 7-year-old from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is all horrible shit. So, of course, we go over to like our other ones, and there's nothing good over there either.
Mm-mm.
You know, Vermont Country Store's in between seasons right now.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're giving away Christmas shit for 75% off.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, what do you want me to read you their summer items that they got coming? We will.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. But, you know, it's a little soon right now, and you guys know what it is. It's frocks. It's denim frocks that are it's like it's going to be something new. Like, whoa, what are they going to do this year? Same they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Denim frocks.
Yeah.
Another freak out on a plane. Some guy trying to open the door. I just watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they get the duct tape. A couple of people on the plane, like passengers.
Yeah.
Duct taped them down. I don't know where these people are getting the fucking duct tape. I don't know. Do people pack it in their bags?
I think flight attendants have to keep a roll now, right?
I know, but
it's kind of on them.
I mean,
at this point.
I do a joke about it, but it's really not a joke. Like, I feel like we have to come up with something better than duct tape.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a new freak out on the plane now every 5 minutes. And I don't know if it's just access to camera phones.
Mm-hmm.
Because you remember, it was not that long ago, they told everyone, turn off your phones.
Yeah.
Remember, you couldn't even leave the ground before everyone turned off their phones.
Phone. Yep.
And I mean, it turns out that was just kind of bullshit. Mm-hmm. They were like, it doesn't affect anything. You go ahead and leave them on.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't change it, but now everyone just got
Once
on
you get
their
above
phone.
The clouds, you're out of certain, like, you're too far from towers anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, anyway, but so I don't think people had their cameras out. But then now everyone's got the phones on.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as someone starts freaking out, they just start filming it. So maybe we're seeing more of it because it's being filmed more. But I don't know. I just watched one. You want more headlines? I mean,
yeah,
we can keep going. Just show you. Looking for sun and fun? The world's best beach is revealed on TripAdvisor. Okay.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not places you guys are going to go. See, we got to do something where it's accessible to...
It's going
to
be shit like Ibiza and Italy, Greece.
I'll give it to you. Here's what. Praia de Felicia in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's Spiaggia. Well, the other reason I don't want to do it is because I can't pronounce it.
You can't pronounce it.
Spiaggia de Conigli in Italy.
Yeah.
That's number two. La Concha Beach in Spain. I think I've been to La Concha in Spain. I think I have. I think I've been there. I've been to this one too. This is in Hawaii. Kanapale Beach in Hawaii. What else? Oh shit, I lost.
Did you see Hawaii's enacting a new $25 tax for all visitors?
Oh really?
To keep the environment up. Yep.
All right. I mean, just charge you $25 to go there?
Yeah, I don't know where. I don't know what point there, if it's hotels or planes, but there's a...
Turks and Caicos.
Ooh.
Grace Bay Beach. Turks and Caicos, number five. See, these are places... it's nowhere you guys have ever been,
mm-hmm.
unless you're... You know what's not on here?
What?
Myrtle Beach. That's Ooh, where I'm going.
That's a
Myrtle
nice
Beach
one.
Didn't make it. How did Myrtle Beach not make it?
Mm-hmm.
The Cayman Islands, all right. Mexico, Cuba. Oh, here's Florida. Siesta Beach in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida made it. Siesta Beach is Siesta Key, Florida. Sydney, Australia. Turks and Caicos. Nothing in America outside of that one I just mentioned in Florida. It's the only one. Otherwise, it's, you know, it's the places that we all... All right, so there you go. You guys understand why we're having trouble today.
Mm-hmm.
But we come back. We do this twice a week. If you have Patreon, we do it more. We're coming to... I've just been, like, crazy busy, and it's going to end. I'm getting this house. This house will be up and running that I'm working on to get it rented again. I'll have that done by this week. I get that wedding on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Have you figured out your speech?
I kind of been figuring it out.
Okay.
It's just going to be like a quickie, like, you know, you guys, because here's the reality of it. The guy is a friend of mine forever, but we don't see each other much anymore, you know, because he's, you know, he lives kind of down in Orange County and he lived in New York for the longest time. And I don't see anybody anymore. Like, I don't see people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just the way life becomes when you're my age, right? Doesn't eventually you're like, I don't know, I see my family, my wife and my daughter, and that's about it. I don't see anybody else. And so I don't know his day to day. So I can't say anything about that. Like, this guy is always so funny. So I'm going to talk about shit from 25 years ago when we used to be roommates, maybe more than that, I think, at this point. I don't know his wife all that well. I've met her probably 5 times. She seems lovely. So I don't know what to say. He is bald. And I came over like, you know, and I remember when I was, this was going to be like my joke. You ready for this, Alex? Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, and Eric, his name's Eric. And I said, Eric, when I lived with him, he went through a lot of, because he did always a lot of hair. A lot of highlights, a lot of different dyeing, a lot of different haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, fortunately, you know, his wife, Irma, she's very nice. So you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Oh, got him.
But, you know, that's like, it's like a wedding speech joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be comedian of the year here. No. I just want to get this. And we're repeating myself now, but I wasn't on top of the list here.
Yeah.
This is an interesting case because this guy, both his mom and dad have recently died. He didn't have a big family. I don't think he's tight. He has a sister, but I don't think his sister will even be there.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I don't think he really has many friends that are going to come to a 60-year-old guy's wedding.
Yeah.
And I believe, and I don't think I'm out of line when I say this, I think it's his third wedding.
Okay.
And there was one broken engagement in there.
Yeah.
So we're looking at 4 at this point. And I think this one's going to stick. I really do. But I mean, I can't mention anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I know about him. I mean, the guy's been married 4 times.
Can't be like, it's the 4th ring he bought, but it's beautiful. Congratulations. Yeah, you can't say that.
I can't say that. I mean, I could, and then it would go viral. Like, this fucking guy went nuts at a wedding. And then people would be like,
duct taped to a fucking Shivali chair.
People would be like, what's with the, what kind of shoes is he wearing? Why is he wearing chunky loafers? Oh, yeah. Cut it out. I brought the shoes to Juicy Scoop. You guys will see the shoes.
Oh, somebody on the Facebook page got pretty close.
They almost got it. Yeah. I know. It was like the same shoe.
I know.
I meant to mention that. Somebody posted on the Facebook page and they almost nailed the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was mortified when I brought it in. Oh, you saw it. Yeah, Alex witnessed it. But then I put it on and I was like, you know what? On, it doesn't look as bad as I thought it was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that.
Yeah.
But I brought them to Juicy Scoop for fun today, and we pull them out. So if you guys watch Juicy Scoop on YouTube, you'll see them. And Heather said the same thing. She's like, oh, I don't think they're that bad.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't wear them every day, and I don't plan to wear them every day. They're for one shot.
Yeah.
And the only reason I got them is because I had to kill an hour before at the Ontario Mills Mall in Ontario, California before the show.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have never bought them.
What'd you think of the mall?
Well, I mean, I didn't see, you know, it's a low rent mall.
Okay.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you're right.
I didn't see much of it, to be honest. I went into the Nordstrom Rack and then over to the Comedy Club.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't look like it had the top of the line. But I don't know. You know, it's got an H&M and everything the malls have.
Mm-hmm.
But some malls have, like, you know, Gucci and Prada and that kind of shit.
Not this one.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
But this one over here by me does. But it also has a wing of shit, too. It's got, like, the expensive wing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got the...
And there are completely different sections of the mall.
I know. Then it's got a lids wing, you know? So it's just in the same mall, but they're in different parts of it. So who knows? Anyway, I got that Saturday. But I'm not going to kill myself over this speech.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have to be honest with you, I am waking up in the middle of the night thinking about it. Like, I'm like, oh my God. Like, but nobody cares.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's going to be people who don't know me, don't really know him, the groom. And, you know, I feel like I have to reiterate this. It's 2 58-year-old people getting married. Like, it's not the same as a normal wedding. Is that an asshole thing to say? You know what I mean? It's not the same as like a normal wedding.
Yeah. It's not, these two people have their whole lives ahead of them. It's not that kind of wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Anyway, I mean, I just got to tell, I'm sorry, everybody. We're sorry about today's episode. I've just been, I'm beaten down by life, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I understand.
I'm doing a lot here. And then, you know, we do Color Me Mine. And next to Color Me Mine right over here in Ventura Boulevard is the Jersey Mike's. And my daughter, we're finishing Color Me Mine. I said, what do you want for dinner today? She goes, oh, let's get Jersey Mike's right next door. I said, oh, that's good. We'll do that. So we go over to Jersey Mike's, mm-hmm. and I get mine and I get hers and I get the mini. I said, what do you want? She goes, I'll have roast beef. And I get the mini roast beef.
Not bad.
And I said, do you want anything on it? She says, no.
Good call.
Okay. But then I said, the woman's closing it up. She goes, oh, why didn't you put everything on it? And I said, you told me no. She goes, so I said, I'm sorry. Can you put tomatoes and pickles on it? The woman goes, no problem. She puts it on. Then we're walking out and my daughter goes, you didn't get lettuce on it. My daughter's never eaten lettuce in her life. And all of a sudden she goes, I saw the picture and in the picture there's lettuce. Why didn't you get lettuce on it?
Mm-hmm.
And a full on, you guys know if you have fucking 4-year-old, full on fucking breakdown over lettuce.
Okay.
And we're already in the car. I was going to go back in and have the woman like unwrap it and put lettuce on.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so then I had to come up with a bullshit story about how lettuce is spicy. This is what I did. And this is 5 minutes before I came to
air. Because she doesn't like spice.
No. So I said, you can't have lettuce too spicy. She's like, wait, lettuce is spicy? I'm like, fuck yeah, it is.
It's real spicy.
Especially Jersey Mike's lettuce.
Jersey Mike's lettuce is spicy.
So
if she ever asks, I'll hold that up.
This is the shit I have to deal with before I come over here and try and do a funny comedy podcast and just reading stories about just how horrible ways kids are dying. I mean, mm-hmm. that was 10, the first 10 headlines we read were just horrible, horrible news about mm-hmm. everybody.
A lot of abductions and
abductions and kids being in mm-hmm. sinking in the sand and just like, oh, yeah. All right, everybody. What can I tell you? That's it. What do we got to get at? Let's at least give them something fun. Let's
give them something to get out of here.
You better. And it better not be something you played 3 weeks ago. And just honestly, I mean, it just keeps getting worse. New York City celebrity bald eagle. I guess this is eagle that was flying around New York City that everyone loved. Mm-hmm. The bald eagle that amassed a popular following throughout New York City got killed by a car yesterday. Yeah. So. Rover, the majestic eagle who's been spotted soaring above Central Park, got hit on the Henry Hudson Parkway on Monday when a car hit him, according to Manhattan Bird Alert. Rover was the most famous bald eagle in New York City. I didn't know there was bald eagles in New York City. But I got hit by a car. I mean, just no good news.
Yeah.
No fun news. At least, you know, nothing. Manhattan Bird Alert received some sad news that the beloved Rover bald eagle died today from being struck by a vehicle on the Henry Hudson Parkway while he was attempting to scavenge a small mammal. Jesus, this is like a New York City bald eagle.
Man.
You know? Scavenging on the Henry Hudson Parkway, got hit by a car. Oh, that's not nice. But it is interesting that I didn't realize that it was a Twitter page called the Manhattan Bird Alert.
Okay.
And they just talk about birds in Manhattan. There's a lot of owls in Manhattan.
That makes
Why am
sense.
I still talking? Are we done?
That makes sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of owls. Holy shit. Look at all these owls. All right. What do we got to get out of here on, Alex?
I was looking for a good first dance song to get us out of here.
First dance?
Yeah, I just looked up wedding playlists.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. This is going to happen on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
At least I hope it does. This is
We've only just begun.
Everyone who got married in the 70s played this as their first dance. Mm. Yeah. Nice song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've only begun. Oh, hey. Good evening, everyone. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me, Eric and Irma. Two beautiful people. yes, I'd like to say that When I was roommates with Eric, I was roommates there for quite some time. When we were roommates, he did a lot of things with his hair. He'd highlight it and dye it. Fortunately, Irma doesn't have to worry about that anymore. You know. Okay. Hold on a second, everybody. Here's another one. I did have another one. Shit, I thought about it about 4 o'clock in the morning when I woke up. I'm like, came up with another one. What the fuck was it? Anyway. Yeah. What do you guys think of these shoes? They look like a girl from Clueless, or am I cool? What? Excuse me. Yes? I'm sorry, you have a question? Yes. Do you know I'm Irma's uncle? Oh, hi. How are you? Yeah. Who do I talk to about getting another service? Oh, you know what? I say I don't know. But you know what? I could find out for you. Just give me 1 second. I'm just going to finish up the speech. So it's... here we go again for Eric. What? Yeah. Sorry, everybody. I'm fading, sinking fast here, and I'm not going to fucking go down without taking somebody with me.
Did you guys hear about Kale's cousin? Collard greens?
You know, Kale had its moment, but those days are over. It's collard greens from here on out for everybody. Oh, how about that, those kids getting up? What? Yeah, sorry. You know what? He probably shouldn't have chose me to do this speech. It was a last minute.
Yeah.
I wish the guy had more friends. I really do. It shouldn't have been me.
Yeah.
I'm not equipped for this. Oh. Anyway, you'll hear all about it on Monday. The wedding. Bye-bye. We tried. Alex, you got to clean this shit up.
I'll tighten it up.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Frangiola.fun. As all our dates. We're coming live. We're real fun live.
Mm-hmm.
We don't fuck it up live.
Nope.
See you there. Juicy Scoop as well. Bye-bye.